todo es posible.
Where two or three are gathered together in his name,
donde están dos o tres reunidos en su nombre,
there he is in the midst of them.
Él habita ahí en medio.
And we have gathered tonight.
Y hemos unido esta noche.
We have exalted the name of Jesus.
Hemos exaltado el nombre de Jesús.
We have enthroned him in this house.
Hemos coronado a Jesús en este
and where
lugar.
His presence is.
Y donde está su presencia.
All of the power of God is present.
Todo el poder de Dios está presente.
If you have something that you need God to do right now.
Si necesitas que haga Dios algo en tu vida.
If you need God to perform a miracle, I want you just to lift up your hands.
Si necesitas un milagro, levanta tus manos.
I don't care how big or small it is. I want you to just lift up your hands.
No me importa qué tan grande o pequeño es.
And close your eyes.
Cierra tus ojos.
And begin to make him make that need known to heaven.
Y hazlo saber esa necesidad.
I need somebody of faith to look around you, and if you see somebody with their hands up,
necesitarlo con fe que mira las manos.
I want you to go and link up with them for just a moment and pray the prayer of faith.
Ve y conéctate con esa persona.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, go and find somebody to link up with and pray in the Holy Ghost.
Me encuentra alguien con quien orar.
Come on, we believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Creemos que la oración eficaz.
Somebody pray with fervency.
Alguien ora con fervencia.
Somebody pray with intensity in the name of Jesus.
Alguien ore con intensidad en el nombre de Jesús.
If you don't know what else to say, just say in Jesus' name.
Si no sabes qué decir, en el nombre de Jesús.
Somebody say in Jesus' name.
Alguien di en el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow.
Al nombre de Jesús, todo tiene que
at the name of Jesus. Jesus, every tongue has to confess.
Al nombre de Jesús, todos van a confesar.
At the name of Jesus, cancer has to bow.
Al nombre de Jesús, el cáncer se tiene que doblar.
Come on, every demonic oppression has to bow.
Todo demonico tiene que doblar.
Come on, somebody pray with intensity, pray with faith.
Alguien ore con intensidad y fe.
You lift up a shout of praise. Somebody clap your hands and give God some praise if you're thankful for his presence that we feel.
Levanten sus manos y aplauden sus manos si están agradecidos por lo que
sienten.
We
love you, Jesus.
Te amamos, Jesús.
We worship you, oh God.
Te adoramos, oh Dios.
We magnify your name, oh God.
Magnificamos tu nombre, oh Dios.
There's nobody like him.
No hay nadie como él.
Praise God. Well, there are so many wonderful things that are happening around God's house tonight.
Hay tantas cosas maravillosas sucediendo.
And we are so appreciative of God's presence.
Estamos apreciando la presencia de Dios.
That the God of all creation would come and visit with us tonight.
El Dios de toda la creación nos visitó.
That he would come and fellowship with us.
Él vino a convivir con nosotros.
We are so privileged tonight to be the people of the Most High God.
Estamos tan privilegiados ser el pueblo de Dios.
Oh, praise God. And to be surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Estamos rodeados con muchos testigos.
Both in heaven and in the earth.
En el cielo y en la tierra.
Because we already know that in heaven there's a great cloud of witnesses.
Porque ya sabemos que hay testigos en el cielo.
But we also know that all around this house tonight.
Pero también sabemos que en esta casa.
There are people that are bought by the blood of Jesus.
Hay personas que han sido compradas con la sangre.
That are filled with his spirit.
Que están llenos con el espíritu.
That have experienced the transforming power of the name of Jesus.
Han experimentado el poder de Jesús.
I've lived for God long enough.
Yo he servido a Dios por tiempo.
To see with my own eyes.
Para ver con mis propios ojos.
The person come into the house of God hooked on drugs and alcohol.
La persona entrar adicta a la casa de Dios.
If you've come tonight to tell me that there's not power in what's about to happen in the water,
si me vienes a querer decir que no hay poder en esa agua,
They're going to go down in the water in Jesus' name tonight.
Bautizado en el nombre de Jesús esta noche.
And when they go down in the water,
y cuando sean bautizados,
when they come up out of the water,
cuando salen de esa agua,
they're going to be a new creation.
Van a ser una nueva creación.
And I'm telling you that God can heal somebody in the water.
Dios puede sanar a alguien en el agua.
God can deliver somebody of drug addiction.
Dios puede liberar a alguien de la adicción.
You may be cynical tonight, but let me tell you.
Tal vez eres cínico esta noche.
We read in the Word of God about the demoniac at Gadara.
Leemos en la palabra de Dios del demoníaco en Gadara.
I'm here to tell you that when Jesus comes on the scene,
cuando Jesús viene a la escena,
the demoniac has to be subjugated to the presence of God.
El endemoniado tiene que someterse a la presencia de Dios.
I'm telling you that I've lived long enough to see with my own eyes.
He servido a Dios para ver con mis propios ojos.
A demon-possessed person come into the baptismal room.
Una persona endemoniada entrar al bautismo.
And say, I want to be baptized.
Y decir que quiere ser bautizado.
But then all of a sudden we started praying.
Pero luego de repente empezamos a orar.
And he began writhing on the ground.
Y él empezó a moverse en el piso.
Saying, I can't get in the water.
Dice, no me puedo meter en el agua.
Because I'm going to die in the water.
Porque me va a morir en el agua.
And we said, no, you're going down in the water in Jesus' name.
Y le dijimos, no, te vas a meter en el nombre
de
Jesús.
We carried him into the water.
Lo cargamos al agua.
And when he came up out of the water,
y cuando salió del agua,
there was no demonic spirit there.
No había espíritu demoníaco.
But he began to speak in a heavenly language.
Pero empezó a hablar en lenguas.
And he began to prophesy and glorify God.
Y empezó a profetizar en el nombre
I'm
de
here
Jesús.
To tell you there's power in the name of Jesus.
Hay poder en el nombre de Jesús.
There's power in the blood of Jesus.
Hay poder en la sangre de Jesús.
Praise God. Somebody clap your hands. Well, they're going to perform a few baptismals tonight. We're going to go to the Word of God.
Van a estar bautizando y vamos a la palabra aquí.
If everybody would stand for the reading of God's Word.
Todos pónganse de pie para leer la palabra.
We're going to be in Revelation chapter 4.
Vamos a estar en Apocalipsis 4.
Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1.
Apocalipsis 4 y 1.
And when they perform that baptismal, we're going to hoot and holler and shout.
Cuando nos bauticen, nos vamos a alegrar.
And then we're going to continue to preach.
Y luego vamos a continuar predicando.
Revelation 4 and 1. The Word of God reads, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. How many of you want a door to be open in heaven?
¿Cuántos quieren una puerta abierta en el cielo?
And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one, everybody say one.
Todos digan uno.
Say it like you believe it, one.
Díganlo como lo creen, uno.
Set on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Praise God. Come on, there's rejoicing in heaven. Somebody rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise God. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf. And the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. That's what we've been doing tonight. We've been praising and worshiping God and saying, holy, holy, holy. And when those beasts give honor, give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, him, singular, that sat on the throne, singular, who liveth forever and ever, he's eternal. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. Can I stop and tell you tonight?
Te puedo decir esta noche.
That if you can't worship him here,
que si no lo puedes adorar aquí,
it's going to be hard for you to worship him there.
Es difícil que lo adores allá.
What we're doing here tonight,
lo que hacemos esta noche,
is doing what we're going to do in heaven.
Estamos haciendo lo que vamos a hacer en el
we're
cielo.
Lifting up our hands.
Estamos levantando las manos.
We're lifting up our voice.
Estamos levantando la voz.
And we're saying, holy is the Lord.
Y estamos diciendo, santo es el Señor.
Praise God. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. I want to take my title for tonight from the second verse of Revelation chapter 4.
Voy a tomar el título del verso 2.
And I want to preach on this thought.
Y voy a predicar de este pensamiento.
I saw one.
Yo vi uno.
I saw one.
Vi a uno.
If you're thankful that you know who that one is, why don't you put your Bible down?
Si estás agradecido porque lo conoces,
lift up a shout of, to heaven.
Levanten sus manos.
And magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God tonight. The book that we have taken our title from is commonly misquoted as Revelations.
El libro que leímos esta noche lo dicen Revelaciones.
Many people think that it is multiple revelations that are represented here.
Muchas piensan que es muchas revelaciones.
Praise God. Come on, you think we could just do this all night?
¿Lo podemos hacer esto toda la noche?
You think we could just baptize people all night long?
¿Podemos bautizar toda la noche?
You think we can pray people through to the Holy Ghost all night?
¿Puedes dar el Espíritu derramado toda
Come on,
la noche?
I'm expecting that kind of outpouring.
Estoy esperando esa clase de movimiento.
I'm expecting that kind of breakthrough.
Estoy esperando esa clase de victoria.
Praise God. But this is not a plurality of revelations.
Pero esto no es plural, revelaciones plurales.
But it is the revelation.
Pero es la revelación.
Singular revelation.
Revelación singular.
Of the mighty God in Christ.
Del Dios en Cristo.
It is one revelation.
Es una revelación.
Namely, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
La revelación de Jesucristo.
You see, this book is not framed like Greek mythology.
Este libro no es como mitología griega.
It's not framed like Roman polytheism.
No son como los politísticos de Roma.
It's not framed like any other ancient superstitious religion.
No es hecho como una religión supersticiosa antigua.
We are not presenting a pantheon of gods tonight.
No estamos presentando muchos dioses esta noche.
We are not presenting to you a duplicitous deity.
No presentamos un Dios que es de dos naturalezas.
With several different angles of thought.
Con varios ángulos de pensamiento.
Because that is framing God in after our nature and after our superstition.
Porque eso es formando a Dios después de nuestra naturaleza.
But God is one God.
Pero Dios es un Dios.
He is a singular God.
Es un Dios singular.
The Shema Israel says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
El Shema Israel dice que el Señor uno es.
You may feel fractured tonight.
Tal vez te sientes fracturado esta noche.
Your identity may feel like you're coming from two different planes of existence.
Tu identidad tal vez se siente que vienes de dos diferentes lados.
You may feel confused.
Tal vez te sientes confundido.
But God is not confused.
Pero Dios no es confundido.
God has a singularity of identity.
Dios tiene identidad singular.
God has a singularity of purpose
Dios
and
tiene
mission.
Propósito singular.
We, because we're fallen,
nosotros porque estamos caídos,
we are torn.
Estamos rompidos.
Paul said that we have a war within our members.
Tenemos una guerra en sí mismo.
The things that we don't want to do.
Las cosas que no queremos hacer.
Sometimes we do those things.
A veces las hacemos.
Praise God. Come on, give him praise.
Alábenlo.
Those things that we would not do.
Las cosas que no queremos hacer.
Those things we do.
Esas cosas lo que hacemos.
So humanity is duplicitous.
La humanidad tiene dos naturalezas.
Humanity is confused.
La humanidad está confundida.
But God is not confused.
Pero Dios no está confundido.
God is not duplicitous.
Dios no es de dos personalidades.
He's not the author of confusion.
No es el autor de confusión.
Our bodies are fallen.
Nuestros cuerpos están caídos.
And so we deal with sickness and disease and loss.
So peleamos con enfermedad y pérdidas.
Our souls are broken.
Nuestras almas están quebradas.
The Bible says that the natural mind is enmity against God.
La Biblia dice que la mente es enemigo de Dios.
Look at somebody next to you and tell them, my mind is the enemy of God.
Mira a tu vecino y dile, mi mente es el enemigo de Dios.
The Bible tells us that your natural mind is not subject to the law of God.
La Biblia dice que la mente no es sujeta a la ley de Dios.
Neither indeed can be.
Y no lo puede ser.
Our spirits are broken.
Nuestro espíritu está quebrado.
Our emotions are fractured.
Las emociones están fracturadas.
The Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful.
La Biblia nos dice que el corazón es malvado.
Above all things.
Arriba de todo.
And desperately wicked.
Y desesperadamente malvado.
And who can even know it?
¿Y quién lo puede conocer?
The Bible's trying to get us to understand tonight.
La Biblia quiere que entendamos.
That your body's so broken, you're never going to fix it.
Que tu cuerpo está tan quebrado que no lo puedes arreglar.
And that your mind is so messed up that it will never be subject to the law of God.
Y tu mente está tan arruinada que no puede ser sujeta a la ley.
And that your heart is so deceitful.
Y tu corazón es tan malvado.
It is desperately wicked.
Está bien echado a perder.
And that you can't even know your heart.
Y tú no puedes saber tu propio corazón.
So we tonight are a walking contradiction.
So esta noche somos una contradicción.
Without God, there's no way for us to be whole.
Sin Dios, no hay manera que podemos ser sanos.
Without God, there's no way for us to be complete.
Sin Dios, no podemos ser completos.
We can't even find oneness within ourselves.
No podemos encontrar unidad en nosotros mismos.
But there is only one in the universe.
Pero solo hay uno en el universo.
That has perfect wholeness in and of himself.
Que es perfecto en sí mismo.
That has perfect symmetry in and of himself.
Que tiene balance perfecto en sí
that
mismo.
Has perfect unity in and of himself.
Que tiene unidad perfecta en sí mismo.
You see, I can't go out to the psychiatrist and find unity.
No puedo ir al psiquiatra y que me ayude.
And I'm thankful for the therapist.
Y estoy agradecido por los terapeutas.
I can't go to the medical doctor and find unity.
No puedo ir al médico a encontrar
unidad. And I'm thankful for medicine.
Pero estoy agradecido por la medicina.
But can I tell you tonight that the only place
el único lugar que puedo ir
that you're ever going to find oneness,
que vas a encontrar la unidad,
the only place
el único lugar
that you're ever going to find unity,
que vas a encontrar la unidad,
the only place
el único lugar
that you're ever going to find wholeness
que vas a encontrar ser
is in the presence of God.
Es en la presencia de Dios.
He is one.
Él es uno.
And so in order for me to find oneness,
para que yo encuentre la unidad,
I have to get in his presence.
Me tengo que meter a su presencia.
I know maybe this is a little bit of different church than you're accustomed to.
Yo sé que tal vez es un poco diferente.
But we can't fix the world's problems,
pero no podemos arreglar los problemas
until
del mundo.
God's presence comes in the room.
Hasta que la presencia de Dios llegue.
And I'm telling you here tonight,
y te digo esta noche,
whether you acknowledge it or not,
si tú lo reconoces o no,
whether your broken mind can identify it,
si tu mente lo puede identificar,
whether your fractured emotion can identify
si tu emoción fracturada lo puede
what identificar, you feel here tonight
lo que sientes esta noche
is the presence of God.
Es la presencia de Dios.
It's the presence of his wholeness.
Es la presencia de su santidad.
It's the presence of his oneness.
Es la presencia de unidad.
Whether you realize it or not,
si te das cuenta o no,
you need what you feel here tonight.
Necesitas lo que sientes esta noche.
Somebody's on your way to recovery tonight.
Alguien va a recuperarse esta noche.
Somebody's on your way to wholeness tonight.
Alguien va a ser entero esta noche.
Somebody's on your way to restoration tonight.
Alguien va a ir restaurado esta noche.
I just need one or two people that can wave your hand
necesito
and say, I used to be broken.
Que levante su mano y diga, yo
I used
bravo.
To be fractured.
Yo ha sido fracturado.
But God got a hold of my life.
Pero Dios agarró mi mente.
Come on, are there any ex-alcoholics in the house? Any ex-whoremongers in the house?
Unos ex aquí.
Any ex-drug addicts in the house?
Unos ex-adicos aquí.
Let the church say amen.
Que la iglesia diga amen.
Praise God. He's not the author of confusion.
No es el autor de la confusión.
But he is one in identity.
Pero es uno en identidad.
He is one in substance.
Es uno en sustancia.
He is one in will and intention.
Es uno en voluntad y intención.
He is one in his nature.
Es uno en su naturaleza.
Second to his oneness.
Segundo a su unidad.
is his holiness.
Es su santidad.
We read the word of God.
Leemos la palabra.
And it says, "Be ye holy."
Y dicen, "Sed santos."
For the Lord our God is holy.
Porque Dios es santo.
You see, we're broken.
Estamos quebrados.
And we're fallen.
Y estamos caídos.
And we are in need of repair.
Y estamos necesitando reparación.
Man, I'm here to tell you that you're sitting among people.
Te digo, estás parado a personas
who had broken marriages.
Que tenían matrimonios quebrados.
And God put them back together again.
Y Dios los arregló.
You're sitting among people that had broken hearts.
Estás en presencia de personas.
And God put those broken hearts back together again.
Que Dios ha sanado los corazones
quebrados. I'll be the first to tell you that I come out of a broken home.
Soy el primero en decirte, vine a un hogar quebrado.
My parents' marriage was broken.
El matrimonio de mis padres
and nothing else could fix it.
Y nada lo podía arreglar.
But God filled them with his spirit.
Pero Dios los llenó con su espíritu.
Evidenced by speaking in other tongues.
Evidencia que hablaron en otras lenguas.
And God covered them in his blood.
Y Dios los cubrió en su sangre.
When they went down in the water in baptism.
Cuando entraron en el nombre de
Jesús. And I'm living for God today.
El bautismo y estoy sirviendo a Dios.
Because God puts people back together
again. Porque Dios arregla las personas.
So that word holy.
Esa palabra santidad.
The root word is whole.
Es la palabra ser entero.
It speaks of wholeness.
Habla de ser entero.
Praise God. Revelation chapter 1 is the context for our text tonight.
Apocalipsis 1 es el contexto.
It is the disciple John.
Es el discípulo Juan.
And he said, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation."
Dice, yo, Juan, que soy compañero.
And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, I was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That's what you have seen happening around here tonight.
Es lo que ha visto esta noche.
As we begin to worship God,
cuando empezamos a adorar a Dios,
the Word of God tells us that He seeks for those to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
La Biblia dice que él busca a los adoradores.
Now the Spirit is little s.
El espíritu es ese pequeña.
And so we understand that the Spirit is our human emotion.
El espíritu es las emociones.
That's what they say at the football game.
Es lo que dicen en el equipo.
The cheerleaders get up and say, "We have spirit." Yes, we do.
Empiezan a darle ánimo.
They're trying to hype you up. To get the spirit of the home team moving in the atmosphere.
Para que se anime el equipo.
That's what the praise team did tonight.
Es lo que hace el coro esta noche.
That's what the guy doing exhortation did tonight.
Es lo que hizo el que exhortaba esta
He's
noche.
Trying to get you in the spirit.
Quería que te metieras en el espíritu.
But it's the spirit of man.
Pero es el espíritu del hombre.
Connecting to the spirit of God.
Conectando al espíritu de Dios.
Can I tell you that if your human emotion is not involved,
si tu emoción humana no está
you're not getting in the spirit.
No te estás
metiendo en el espíritu. But sometimes you got to pump yourself up.
Te tienes que animar a veces.
Sometimes you got to clap your hands.
A veces tienes que aplaudir tus manos.
And you got to lift up a shout of praise.
Y tienes que levantar tu voz.
It's the deep of the human spirit.
Es la profundidad del espíritu
humano. Connecting to the deep of the spirit of God.
Conectando al espíritu de Dios.
John said, "I was in the spirit of the Lord's day."
Yo estaba en el espíritu.
If you're going to get a revelation,
si vas a recibir revelación,
of who he really is,
de quién es realmente,
you've got to get in the spirit.
Tienes que meterte en el espíritu.
Praise God. Those going down in the water in Jesus' name,
los que se metieron en el agua,
have gotten a revelation tonight,
recibieron una revelación,
of the power of the name of Jesus.
Del poder del nombre de Jesús.
Praise God. He said, after I got in the spirit,
después que me metí en el espíritu,
on the Lord's day,
en el día del Señor,
I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, "I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea." He's receiving a revelation.
Está recibiendo una revelación.
And the Holy Ghost tells him, "What you see, make sure you write it down."
Y el Espíritu le dice, lo que ves, escríbelo.
Now this is why it's important that the revelation is written down.
Por eso es importante que fue escrito.
Because many, many years later,
porque muchos años después,
there are going to be people in 2023,
van a haber personas en el 2023,
that are trying to figure out how to approach God.
Que quieren averiguar cómo acercarse
and
a
he
Dios.
Said, "You need to let the seven churches know
tú tienes que dejarle a las siete iglesias
about the dynamic dynamics of the revelation that you've seen.
Saber las dinámicas de la revelación.
Now each of these churches is a representative church.
Cada una de estas iglesias representa algo.
For what's going to unfold as the new dispensation unfolds.
Lo que se va a desarrollar en la nueva dispensación.
And this is going to go all the way to the end time.
Y esto va a llegar hasta el final.
And he's making sure
y está que averiguando
that they have a single revelation
que tienen una sola revelación
that is able to be synthesized
que puede ser sintetizado
in order to frame their theology and their praxis.
Para que ellos tengan su teología bien.
And he said, I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Now he's getting a glimpse into heaven.
Está mirando una visión del cielo.
Where do we see the golden candlesticks represented in times past?
¿Dónde vemos los candelabros en los tiempos
finales? We see the candlesticks represented in the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
Miramos esas velas en el tabernáculo.
And he begins to tell them.
Y les empieza a decir.
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks.
En medio del candelario.
One.
Uno.
Not two,
no dos,
not three,
no tres,
not four,
no cuatro,
not a plethora,
no muchos,
but he said in the middle of the candlesticks,
pero en medio del candelero,
there's one,
hay uno,
like the Son of Man,
como el Hijo del Hombre.
He's clothed with a garment down to the foot,
tiene una ropa,
and he's girt about with to the paps with a golden girdle.
Y está hasta los pies.
So the apostle is opening up a portal for us.
So el apóstol está abriendo una puerta.
He is trying to get us to see
quiere que nosotros veamos
what God was trying to show Israel in the Old Testament.
Lo que Dios quería enseñarle a Israel.
All the while the high priest is going into the tabernacle.
El sacerdote estaba entrando en el tabernáculo.
All the while the high priest is going into the temple.
El sumo sacerdote iba al templo.
And he's observing those candlesticks.
Y estaba observando ese candelario.
Whether the high priest can see it or not.
Si el sacerdote lo puede ver o no.
Whether the high priest can receive the revelation or not.
Si el sumo sacerdote lo puede recibir la
revelación. Even in the tabernacle. There was someone in the middle of the candlesticks. Are you thankful tonight that there's someone in the middle of the candlesticks? What is it tonight
que es esta noche
that the Old Testament priest would have seen in the candlesticks?
Que el Antiguo Testamento vio.
Well, if the priest could have gotten... What fun church we're having tonight. Praise God. If the high priest could have gotten in the spirit,
si el sumo sacerdote se pudo meter en el
like
espíritu,
John was in the spirit,
como Juan estaba en el espíritu,
he would have seen that this is not just about candlesticks.
Hubiera visto que no nomás son las velas.
But the candlesticks are representative of something more.
Pero las velas representan algo más.
He would have seen something in the middle of the candlesticks.
Hubiera visto algo en medio de las velas.
What did the high priest see?
¿Qué miró el sacerdote?
When he was handling the business of the lamb on the altar of sacrifice.
Cuando está trabajando con ese cordero en el sacrificio.
If the high priest could have seen.
Si el sumo sacerdote podía ver.
The lamb behind the lamb.
El cordero detrás del cordero.
If he could have pulled all of the prophecy together.
Si hubiera podido juntar la profecía.
Then the high priest, as he was laying the lamb on the altar of sacrifice.
El sumo sacerdote cuando ponía ese cordero.
Would have gotten something down in his spirit.
Hubiera recibido algo en su espíritu.
And he would have gotten a Pentecostal shout going.
Y hubiera empezado a danzar.
And he would have felt what John the Baptist felt.
Y hubiera sentido lo que sintió
when he saw Jesus coming down to the Jordan River.
Cuando vio a Jesús caminando.
And when he was looking at the lamb.
Y estaba mirando el cordero.
He would have begun to say, behold.
Empezaba a mirar, mire.
The lamb of God.
El cordero de Dios.
Which takes away the sins of the
que
world.
Quita el pecado del mundo.
He would have seen something more.
Hubiera visto algo
than
más.
Just the physical lamb.
Que nomás un cordero
he
físico.
Would have seen the lamb of God.
Hubiera visto el cordero
are
de Dios.
You thankful tonight
estás agradecido esta
that
noche
you have the revelation
que tienes la revelación
that it was more than just a substitutionary sacrifice
que era más que una sustitución.
But it was pointing ahead to a moment in time
pero estaba apuntando un momento
when God was going to robe himself in flesh
cuando Dios iba a tomar un velo
and
de carne
was going to die for the sins of humanity
y se iba a morir por los pecados.
Come on, if you're thankful for his sacrifice, give him praise
si estás
tonight.
Agradecido por su sacrificio.
What did the high priest see?
¿Qué miró el sacerdote?
When he was standing in front of the veil.
Cuando estaba parado enfrente del velo.
Well, if the high priest could have gotten in the spirit.
Si el sumo sacerdote se metió.
If he could have stirred up the gift that was on the inside of him.
Si hubiera batido el don adentro de él.
When he was looking at the veil.
Cuando estaba mirando el velo.
That was there in the tabernacle.
Estaba allí en el tabernáculo.
It was perfectly intact.
Estaba perfectamente intacto.
It was something that he could not pass through.
Era lo que no podía pasar.
But if he could have gotten in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Pero si se hubiera metido en el espíritu.
He would have seen a veil beyond the veil.
Hubiera visto un velo más allá del velo.
The veil of the flesh of the man Christ Jesus.
El velo de la carne del hombre
and
Jesús.
He would have seen a moment in history when the veil in the tabernacle was going to be torn.
Cuando el velo iba a ser rompido.
And in the middle of the veil he would have seen one
en medio del velo
who
visto
was
uno,
like the Son of Man.
Que era como el hijo del hombre.
Praise God. You got to get in the spirit.
Te tienes que meter en el espíritu.
You've got to stir up the gift that's inside of you.
Tienes que abatir el don adentro
and if you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight,
y si no tienes el Espíritu Santo,
you need the Holy Ghost.
Lo necesitas.
Because the Holy Ghost
porque el Espíritu Santo
is the Spirit of truth
es el Espíritu de verdad
that will lead you into all truth.
Que te guía todas verdades.
Can I tell you there's some things you'll never see
te puedo decir, hay cosas que nunca
when
vas
you're
a ver.
Not looking through the lens of the Spirit.
Cuando no ves por el Espíritu.
Praise God. What might the high priest have seen?
¿Qué pudo haber visto el sacerdote?
When he was looking at his own reflection.
Cuando estaba mirando su propia reflexión.
In the brazen laver.
En el donde se lavan las manos.
Maybe he just saw the flesh of the man.
Tal vez nomás miró la carne.
Maybe he just saw his humanity.
Tal vez nomás miraba su humanidad.
Oh, but if he could have gotten in the Holy Ghost.
Pero si se hubiera metido en el Espíritu.
As he was looking at his reflection in that water.
Mientras él miraba en la reflexión del agua.
You see, the high priest had to go through this process every year.
El sumo sacerdote tenía que pasar cada año.
He had to roll the sins of humanity ahead another year.
Tenía que mover los pecados un año más adelante.
But as he was dipping his hands in that water,
pero mientras él metía sus manos en el agua,
as he was looking at his reflection,
y él estaba mirando su reflexión,
if he could have had the influence of the Holy Ghost,
si hubiera estado influenciado por el Espíritu
he would have
Santo,
seen another high priest
hubiera visto otro sumo
that
sacerdote
the writer of Hebrews told us about.
Que el Hebreo nos dijo,
oh, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek,
un sacerdote después de la orden
who
de Melchizedek,
wasn't going to have to do the business of sacrifice over and over again.
Que no tenía que hacer el sacrificio
but there was a
vez.
High priest coming
pero había un sacerdote
that
que venía,
was going to take care of sin
que iba a quitar el pecado
one time
una vez,
and for all.
Y para siempre.
I'm talking about what you might have seen
te puede ver lo que podías ver.
If you had the lens of the Spirit.
Si podías ver por el Espíritu.
Praise God. What did he see?
¿Qué miró?
What might he have seen?
¿Qué hubiera visto?
When he walked into the Holy of Holies.
Cuando entró al lugar santísimo.
And he saw the mercy seat.
Y miró la misericordia.
And he saw the cherubims that Bishop Sutton preached about this morning.
Y miró los querubines que estaban ahí.
Hovering over the mercy seat.
Sobre el propiciatorio.
If he could have had the lens of the Spirit.
Si hubiera tenido la vista del Espíritu.
Those images were frozen.
Esas imágenes estaban congeladas.
They were locked in place.
Estaban atoradas.
They were just symbols.
Eran símbolos.
Because God told Moses.
Porque Dios le dijo a Moisés.
To erect the tabernacle.
Que haga el tabernáculo.
After the pattern of the one that he saw in the heavenly.
Después del patrón en el cielo.
You see, there's always been oneness designed by God between heaven and earth.
Siempre ha habido la unidad en el cielo.
That's what the Lord's prayer is all about.
Es la oración del Señor.
Thy kingdom come.
Tu reino venga.
Thy will be done.
Tu voluntad sea hecha.
On the earth.
En la tierra.
Just like it is in heaven.
Así como en el cielo.
I'm telling you that high priest.
Ese sacerdote.
He saw those cherubim facing each other.
Miró esos querubines.
And they were frozen in time.
Y estaban congelados en el tiempo.
But if he could have gotten in the Holy Ghost.
Pero si se hubiera metido en el Espíritu.
Those winged creatures.
Esas alas.
That had six wings.
Que tenía esas, que tenían seis alas.
With twain they covered their face.
Con dos cubrían su cara.
And with twain they covered their feet.
Y dos cubrían sus pies.
And with twain they began to fly.
Y dos empezaban a volar.
If he could have gotten in the Holy Ghost,
si él se hubiera metido en el Espíritu,
he would have seen something else.
Hubiera visto algo más.
In the Holy of Holies.
En el lugar santísimo.
But he would have seen something.
Pero hubiera visto algo.
Better yet, he would have seen someone.
Hubiera visto a alguien.
Hanging out in between the cherubims.
Entre medio de los querubines.
And when he saw that presence,
y cuando lo vio esa presencia,
it would not have been two thrones.
No hubiera sido dos
it
tronos.
Would not have been three thrones.
No hubiera sido tres tronos.
But it would have been one throne.
Hubiera sido un trono.
And it would have been one seated
y hubiera
on the
sido
throne.
Uno sentado en el trono.
You say, I don't need all of that emotionalism.
Dices, no necesito toda
Let
esa emoción.
Me tell you tonight,
déjate, digo esta noche,
if you want to see more than you've been seeing,
si quieres ver más de lo que
you
has visto,
need the Holy Ghost before you leave here.
Necesitas el Espíritu Santo antes que te vayas.
Because otherwise,
porque si no,
it's just a dead religion.
Nomás una religión muerta.
It's just statues.
Nomás son estatutas.
Facing one another.
Nomás son mirándose el uno a otro.
Let me ask you a question.
Déjate una pregunta.
When's the last time your religious experience?
¿Cuándo es la última vez que tu religión?
Cast the demon out of the demoniac.
Sacó un demonio.
I don't want to be a Christian in 2023.
Yo no quiero ser un cristiano en 2023.
And when people come running to the door of the church,
y cuando vienen a la puerta de la iglesia,
and they have demonic possession,
y están endemoniados,
the demon cries out.
El demonio clama.
Peter, I know.
Pedro, yo lo sé.
Paul, I know.
Pablo, lo conozco.
Jesus, I know.
Jesús, lo conozco.
But who are you?
Pero quién eres tú?
My Bible says you're going to have power.
Mi Biblia dice, tendrás
After
poder.
That, the Holy Ghost comes upon
Después
you.
Que viene el Espíritu
and
Santo.
You're going to be witnesses.
Y serán testigos.
You don't have power
no tienes poder
to move heaven and earth
para mover el cielo y
without
la tierra
the Holy Ghost.
Sin el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, somebody ought to praise him for the Holy Ghost.
Alguien debe alabarlo.
A point where the glory would come in.
Hay un punto cuando venía la gloria.
And the smoke would be represented.
Y el humo representaba.
At one point in the Old Testament.
En algún punto en el antiguo.
The glory of God filled the temple.
La gloria de Dios llenaba el templo.
It was so thick in the house.
Estaba tan grueso.
That the ministers could not minister.
Que los que ministran no podían
ministrar. Oh man, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place tonight.
Yo siento el Espíritu Santo aquí.
I'm here to tell you that I'm looking for a day.
Te digo, estoy buscando un día.
When the visitors come in so thick.
Cuando vienen los visitantes.
And the Holy Ghost moves so thick.
Y el Espíritu está tan pesado.
That we can't even do anything organized like this
que no podíamos hacer nada organizado
because of the glory of God.
Por la gloria de Dios.
Can I tell you tonight
te
it's going to get worse than this.
Se va a poner más que esto.
It's going to get more radical than this.
Se va a poner más radical que
it's
esto.
Going to get more supernatural than this.
Se va a poner más sobrenatural que esto.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
I said it's the will of God.
Dije, es la voluntad de Dios.
John said his hair were his hairs were white like wool. Juan dice que tenía el pelo blanco. As white as snow.
Blanco como la nieve.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Y sus ojos como un fuego ardiendo.
He had vision. It was ignited by the word of God.
Tenía una visión por la palabra
he
de Dios.
He was the word of God.
Él era la palabra de Dios.
And his feet like unto fine brass.
Y sus pies como topaz.
As if they burned in a furnace.
Como si estaban ardiendo en un horno.
What do you think Nebuchadnezzar saw?
¿Qué crees que vio Nebuchadnezzar?
When he threw those three Hebrew boys into the fiery furnace.
Cuando aventó los hebreos en el fuego.
Can I tell you that we do not serve a dead God?
Te puedo decir, no servimos a un Dios muerto.
I'm telling you, everything God has ever done,
todo lo que ha hecho Dios,
he can do in one service,
lo puede hacer en un servicio,
but he can do exceedingly,
pero puede hacer abundantemente,
abundantly,
arriba,
above everything you can ask or think,
de todo lo que puedes pedir o pensar,
according to the power that's already working in us.
Conforme al poder que está trabajando en ti.
John said, let me tell you what I saw.
Dios dijo, déjate digo lo que vio.
I saw a manifestation of the one.
Vi una manifestación del uno.
Whose feet were like brass.
Que sus pies eran como bronce.
He said, as a matter of fact, the best way I could describe it.
La mejor manera que te lo puedo decir.
Is he looked like one, Brother Warren.
Se miraba como uno.
That had already been walking up in the fire.
Que ya estaba caminando en el fuego.
That had already been walking up in the furnace.
Que ya estaba caminando en el fogón.
I'm preaching to some people tonight. You've been going through some calamity. But can I tell you tonight that the God that we serve, He's already been through the fire. He's already been through the flood. And when John saw his feet, he said they look like feet that had already been through the fire. Nebuchadnezzar sat up on the edge of his seat.
Nabucodonosor se puso de pie.
And he said, "How many people did we throw in the fire?"
Y dijo, "¿Cuántos aventamos al fuego?"
You threw three in the fire.
Tres al fuego.
He said, "But I see somebody else in the fire."
Pero ve alguien más en el fuego.
And the fourth one is like the Son of Man.
Y el cuarto es como hijo de hombre.
If Nebuchadnezzar could have had the Holy Ghost,
si Nabucodonosor tenía el Espíritu
if he
Santo,
could have been operating in the Spirit,
si él operaba en el Espíritu,
he would have seen the same thing that John saw.
Hubiera lo mismo que vio Juan.
What do you see tonight?
¿Qué ves esta noche?
In your fire.
En tu fuego.
There's somebody else walking through the fire with you.
Hay alguien más caminando contigo.
There's somebody else walking through the circumstance with you.
Hay alguien más caminando con esa circunstancia.
Praise God.
Contigo.
Just telling you what John saw.
Te digo lo que veo Juan.
John said, "I saw him."
Juan dijo, "Yo lo vi."
He was one.
Era uno.
And his voice had the sound of many waters.
Y su voz como muchas aguas.
His voice roared
su voz, rugía,
like the ocean.
Como el océano.
When he spoke, there was power.
Cuando hablaba, había poder.
There was authority.
Había autoridad.
There was demonstration.
Había demostración.
Who did Moses see?
¿Quién vio a Moisés?
When he stood facing the Red Sea.
Cuando se paró el Mar Rojo.
Who did Joshua see?
¿Quién vio a Josué?
When he stood at the banks of the Jordan River.
Cuando se paró el río Jordán.
Who did the disciples of Jesus see?
¿Quién vio a los discípulos de Jesús?
When they stood facing their storm.
Cuando estaba mirando su tormenta.
On the lake of Gennesaret.
En el lago.
When Jesus stood up
cuando Jesús se paró,
and began to speak to the water
y empezó a hablarle a las
and
aguas,
said, "Peace,
y dijo, paz,
be still."
Ten en paz.
It's the same voice
es la misma voz
that spoke to Job out of the whirlwind
que habló a Job,
that said, "Who do you think spoke to the waves
que le dijo, ¿quién quieres que habló a esas
and
olas?
To the roaring water
y a las aguas.
And told those proud waves
y le dijo a esas olas,
be still
pónganse en paz,
and come no further
y ya no vengan más."
It's the same God.
Es el mismo Dios.
He's the same one
es el mismo Dios
that John saw.
Que vio Juan.
Can I tell you tonight?
Te puedo decir esta noche,
I don't care what you're facing.
No me importa lo que estás
enfrentando. I don't care how bad the storm.
No me importa la tormenta.
I don't care how loud the waves are roaring.
No me importa qué tan
ruidosas
son las olas.
There's already been one.
Se había uno
that stood at the water.
Que estaba en medio de las aguas.
Before there was a man.
Antes que había un hombre.
And said, "Proud waves."
Y dijo, "Olas."
You can come no further.
Ya no pueden venir más.
That's same God
ese mismo Dios
is in this place tonight
está en este lugar
to speak to your storm
para hablarte a tu tormenta,
to speak to your raging
para hablar
wind
a tu tormenta,
to speak to your tempest
para hablar a tu tempestad.
Come on, somebody praise him.
Alguien alábelo.
Come on, somebody exalt him.
Alguien exáltelo.
Somebody lift up your hands and worship
alguien
him.
Alguien levanta sus manos.
He's the one, he's the one, he's the one.
Es el uno, es el uno.
He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. It was his words.
Era sus palabras.
That were spirit and truth.
Que era espíritu y verdad.
It was his words that were quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Era sus palabras que estaba más filosa.
Who do you see tonight?
¿Qué ves esta noche?
When the praise group is singing.
Cuando el coro canta.
Who do you see when the guy gets up and exhorts?
Cuando el hombre viene y exhorta.
Who do you see when the preacher preaches the gospel?
¿Quién ves cuando predican el evangelio?
I'm here to tell you tonight.
Te digo esta noche.
That when the man of God opens his mouth to speak,
que cuando el varón de Dios abre
if
su boca,
he's a truth preacher,
si predica la verdad,
he's going to preach one God.
Va a predicar un Dios.
He's not going to preach two.
No va a predicar dos.
He's not going to preach a triune Godhead.
No va a predicar a tres.
But if he's an apostolic preacher,
pero si es un apostólico,
if he's a truth preacher,
si predica la verdad,
he's only going to preach one God.
Solo va a predicar un Dios.
His countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. We talked about Galileo's revelation.
Hablamos de la revelación de Galileo.
That the earth is not the center of the universe.
Que la tierra no es el centro del universo.
But that the sun is the center of the universe.
Pero el sol es el centro.
And what that tells us is that man is not at the center.
Y lo que nos dice es que el hombre no está en el centro.
But God is at the center.
Pero Dios está en el centro.
You've got to take off your Western mind tonight.
Tienes que cambiar tu forma de pensar.
And you have to put on the mind of the Word of God.
Y te tienes que poner la mente de Dios.
That you are living in God's world.
Que estás viviendo en el mundo de Dios.
This is not my universe.
Este no es mi universo.
This is not my world.
Este no es mi mundo.
This is not my doctrine.
Esto no es mi doctrina.
The Word of God tells us that if I or an angel from heaven
la Biblia nos dice, si yo, un ángel del cielo,
preach any other doctrine,
predica otra doctrina,
preach any other gospel, than the one that's been preached to you, let him be accursed. I'm here to tell you there are not two gospels. There are not two messages. There are not multiple Bibles. There's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. There's only one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Come on, somebody praise him if you know who he
alguien
is.
Alábelo si lo conoce.
I am not at the center.
Yo no estoy en el centro.
My family's not at the center.
Mi familia no está en el centro.
But the kingdom of God is at the center.
Pero el reino de Dios está en el
it's
centro.
God's world.
Es el mundo de Dios.
And when you get a view of him,
y cuando agarras una vista de
that
él,
is appropriate,
que es apropiada,
it is going to shock you.
Te va a sorprender.
It's going to knock you off your feet.
Te va a sacar del balance.
It's going to destroy your own desire to control it all.
Va a destruir tu deseo de
controlarlo. John said, when I saw him,
Juan dijo, cuando lo vi,
when I saw the one,
cuando vi al uno,
I fell at his feet as dead.
Me caí como muerto.
And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me,
y puso su mano sobre mí,
fear not.
No temas.
I am the first,
soy el primero,
and I am the last,
y soy el último.
What is it tonight that drives fear away? When you understand the sovereignty of God,
cuando entiende la soberanía de Dios,
when you align yourself with the sovereignty of God,
cuando te alineas con la soberanía de
when
Dios,
you know that before man was, God is,
cuando sabes que antes del hombre,
and after
Dios es,
God's done, after God's done with man, God still is.
Y cuando Dios termina con el hombre, él sigue siendo.
When you align yourself with that reality,
cuando te alineas con esa realidad,
it has a way of driving fear away.
Tiene una manera de echar miedo al fuego.
Because when you're serving God,
porque cuando sirves a Dios,
you understand that nothing,
entiendes que nada,
I said nothing,
dije nada,
can separate me,
puede separarme a mí,
from the love of God,
del amor de Dios.
Nothing high,
nada alto,
nothing low,
nada bajo.
Nothing in hell,
nada en el infierno.
Nothing in heaven,
nada en el cielo.
Nothing on the earth,
nada en la tierra.
Is able to take me out of his will,
me puede sacar de
is
su
able
voluntad,
to take me out of his plan,
sacarme de su plan.
Is able to separate me from his love,
nada me puede separar.
He said, don't be afraid.
Dice, no tengas miedo.
I'm still the first.
Sigue siendo el primero.
I'm still the last.
Sigo siendo el último.
You see, the denominational Christian world,
el mundo cristiano,
wants to talk about the one in the middle.
Quiere hablarle en medio.
They want to talk about the one that came in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Quiere hablar de Mateo, Marcos, y Lucas, y Juan.
And he's our Savior.
Y es nuestro Salvador.
And he's our Redeemer.
Y es nuestro Redentor.
But guess what?
Pero saben qué?
The one in the middle,
el que está en medio,
is the same as the first.
Es el mismo que el primero.
And the one in the middle,
y el que está en medio,
is the same as the last.
Es el mismo que el último.
He said from beginning,
dijo del principio,
to end,
al fin,
there's no other God.
No hay otro Dios.
From beginning,
desde el principio,
to end,
al fin,
there's no other throne.
No hay otro trono.
He said, I saw a glimpse into heaven.
Dice, yo vi una vista al
and
cielo.
And there was one God.
Y había un Dios.
And there was one seated on the throne.
Y había uno en el trono.
And he,
y él,
not they,
no ellos.
He's Alpha.
Él es Alpha.
He's Omega.
Es Omega.
He's beginning.
Es principio.
He's ending.
Es el final.
He's first.
Es primero.
And he's the last.
Y es último.
He said, "Beside me."
Dice al lado de mí.
There is no other God.
No hay otro Dios.
He said, I tell you what.
Te digo que,
let me tell you how serious I am about this revelation.
Deja, te digo que tan serio estoy.
He said, if you want to give me another name,
si me quieres dar otro nombre,
call me jealous.
Llama celoso.
Because I'm only one.
Porque solo soy uno.
And I have one bride.
Y tengo una esposa.
He said, if you try to get in the door,
si te quieres meter a la
through
puerta,
any other way,
por otra manera,
he said, you're a thief and a robber.
Eres un ladrón.
But he said, I am the door.
Pero yo soy la puerta.
Jesus said, I am the way.
Jesús dijo, yo soy el camino.
I am the truth.
Yo soy la verdad.
I am the life.
Yo soy la vida.
No man,
ningún hombre,
comes to the Father,
puede venir al Padre,
but by me,
sino por mí.
In one place,
en un lugar,
they got a little confused by all of his references to the Father.
Se confundieron por las referencias del Padre.
And they said, "Show us the Father."
Y dijeron, enséñanos al Padre.
And it sufficeth us.
Y nos estamos satisfechos.
He said, "Have I been so long with you?"
Dice, ha estado tanto tiempo contigo.
Yet still you don't know him.
Y aún no lo conoces a él.
Did he say him?
Dijo él.
He said, "Have I been so long with you?"
Dijo, ha estado mucho tiempo contigo.
Yet still you don't know.
Pero aún no sabes.
Me.
Me sabes a mí.
They asked him to show them the Father.
Le preguntaron que les enseñe al Padre.
And he said, you don't know me.
Y él dijo, no me sabes
and
a
then
mí.
He followed that statement with, if you've seen me,
y luego dijo, si me has visto a mí,
you've seen the Father.
Tú has visto al Padre.
How is it,
¿cómo es,
that you're asking,
que estás pidiendo,
for somebody to show you the Father?
Que alguien te enseñe el Padre.
He said, I am him.
Dice, yo soy.
It's the only way,
es la única manera,
that he can be Alpha,
que él puede ser el Alpha
and Omega.
Y Omega.
It's the only way,
es la única manera,
that he can be first,
que él puede ser el primero,
and last,
y el último.
It's the only way,
es la única manera,
he can be beginning,
él puede ser el primero,
and ending,
y el final.
Praise God. Isaiah 7 and 14.
Isaías 7 y 14.
What does Isaiah 7 and 14 say?
¿Qué dice Isaías?
Somebody, we have a Bible quizzer here. Somebody stand up and quote it. Isaiah 7 and 14. Come on, we've got to have one in the house that can quote it. Behold, come on, somebody. What does it say? I need somebody to quote it. Caleb, come on, help me. Can you quote it? Listen to me, hit pause for just a second.
Escúchenme.
Bible quizzes.
Los que aprenden la palabra.
It does you no good.
De nada te sirve.
To learn hundreds of verses.
Aprender muchos versos.
If you're not putting it to use.
Si no lo estás usando.
You better engage that scripture.
Debes de usar esa escritura.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
Verá
and bring forth a son.
Virgen concebirá.
She's going to bring forth a child.
Y ella va a traer un hijo.
And you're going to call his name Emmanuel.
Y le pondrá por nombre Emmanuel.
And Matthew said Emmanuel means God with us.
Y dice, Emmanuel es Dios con nosotros.
Isaiah 9 and 6.
Isaías 9 y
6. For unto us a child is born.
Porque tanto el
a son is given,
un hijo nos es dado,
and the government shall be upon his shoulders,
y su gobierno está sobre
and
sus hombros,
his name,
y su nombre,
shall be called
se
Wonderful,
Marioso,
Counselor,
Consolador,
the Mighty God,
el Dios el poderoso,
the Everlasting Father,
el Padre Eterno,
and the Prince of Peace,
y el Príncipe de Paz.
John said, I
Dios dijo,
saw
yo
one
a uno, Juan,
seated on the throne.
Juan vio a uno en el trono.
I saw one.
Juan vio a uno.
Praise God. Jesus gave the great commission.
Jesús dio la gran comisión.
He said, "Go into all the world."
Dijo, ve a todo el mundo.
Preach the gospel.
Predica el evangelio.
To every creature.
A toda criatura.
That's the gospel.
Es el evangelio.
The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
La muerte, el entierro y la resurrección.
This is the gospel in the nutshell. You ready?
Es el evangelio.
He died.
Él murió.
We die.
Nosotros moremos.
He was buried.
Él fue enterrado.
We are buried.
Nosotros estamos enterrados.
He was resurrected.
Él fue resucitado.
We resurrect.
Nosotros somos resucitados.
That's the gospel.
Ese es el evangelio.
He said, "You go."
Dijo, tú ve.
And preach that.
Y predica eso.
To every creature.
A toda criatura.
He said, "When you go, you're going to baptize."
Cuando ves, vas a bautizar.
And when you do it,
y cuando lo haces,
you're going to do it in the name.
Lo vas a hacer en el nombre.
Remember,
acuerden.
I saw one.
Vi a uno.
Seated on the throne.
En el trono.
He said, "You're going to do it in the name."
Lo van a hacer en el nombre.
Of the Father.
Del Padre.
Everybody, sit down really quick.
Todos siéntense.
I'm about to do it in the name of the Father. Everybody sit down.
Voy a hacer, siéntense.
Father, stand up.
Padres, pónganse de pie.
So if I baptize you in the name,
si te bautizo en el nombre,
of the Father,
del Padre,
Father's not a name.
Padre no es un nombre.
Father's a title.
Padre es un título.
This is the importance of Father right here. You ready?
Es la importancia de padres.
There are a lot of fathers here.
Hay muchos padres.
But Father's not the name.
Pero Padre no es el nombre.
He said of the Father.
Dice del Padre.
Of the Father is a prepositional phrase.
Del Padre es una preposición.
Going back to the name.
Va atrás yendo al nombre.
He said when you baptize.
Cuando bautizas.
Baptize in the name.
Bautizas en el nombre.
Of the Son.
Del Hijo.
Sit down.
Siéntense.
Son, stand up.
Hijos, pónganse de pie.
If I baptize you in Son.
Si te bautizo en hijos.
Where's the power?
¿Dónde está el poder?
Sit down.
Siéntense.
Baptize in the name of the Holy Ghost.
En el nombre del Espíritu Santo.
Now John said, I saw into heaven.
Juan dijo,
and there was only one.
En el cielo,
and there was
uno.
Only one seated on the throne.
Solo uno en el trono.
But Jesus said, when you go preaching the gospel,
pero Jesús, cuando
he said, you're
evangelio.
Going to baptize them in the name of the Father
en el nombre del
and
Padre,
of the Son
y del Hijo,
and of the Holy Ghost.
Y del Espíritu Santo.
And when Peter preached the first sermon in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38,
Pedro predicó el primer mensaje,
he said, you
Hechos
need to repent.
Tienes que arrepentirte.
Why is that important?
¿Por qué es importante eso?
Because we die with him in repentance.
Nos moremos con él en arrepentimiento.
You die to your old life.
Te mueres a tu propia vida.
You die to your old way.
Te mueres a tus viejos caminos.
That's the gospel.
Es el evangelio.
You got to repent.
Te tienes que arrepentir.
You got to stop living like that.
Pero no, deja de vivir así.
Stop stealing stuff.
No robes.
Stop lying.
No mientas.
And we've all sinned.
Y todos hemos pecado.
We've all fallen short of the glory of God.
Todos nos hemos caído de la gloria.
But Peter said,
pero Pedro dijo,
repent,
arrepiéntate,
and be baptized.
Y ser bautizado.
Some of you,
algunos de ustedes.
A handful of you,
unos cuantos.
Only those that go to new life,
solo los que van a nueva vida.
He said, be baptized.
Dijo, sean bautizados.
Every one of you,
todos.
In the name,
en el nombre.
Same. Singular,
mismo singular,
name,
nombre,
but Peter gives the revelation of the name.
Pero Pedro da la revelación.
He says, "Be baptized,
ser bautizado,
in the name of Jesus."
En el nombre de Jesús.
You say, "Well, it doesn't really matter because that's just a sign."
Dice, pero no importa porque es un señal.
That's not what Peter said.
Eso no es lo que dijo Pedro.
He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ."
Dijo en el nombre de Jesucristo.
For
para
the remission,
el perdón,
of your sins,
de los pecados.
You turn away from that world,
te alejes de ese mundo,
you start heading in another direction,
y caminas a otro lugar.
But all of the weight of those sins,
pero todo el peso de esos pecados,
still pressing down on you,
aún empujado contra
but
ti.
But when you go down in the water in the name of Jesus,
pero cuando eres bautizado en el nombre de Jesús,
your sins are remitted,
tus pecados son perdonados,
your sins are removed,
tus pecados son quitados,
as far as the east is,
del oeste,
from the west,
al oeste.
Oh, you act. You ask why we get so excited tonight.
¿Por qué nos emocionamos?
Because my sins have been removed.
Porque mis pecados fueron removidos.
As far as the east is from the west.
Tan lejos que el este al oeste.
And he said, then what?
Y él dijo después.
You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Recibiréis el don.
For this promise is unto you.
Del Espíritu Santo.
And to your children.
Esta promesa es para ti.
And to your children's children.
Y los, tus hijos.
And to all those that are afar off.
Y todos los que están lejanos.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Y todos los que Dios llamará.
I'm here to tell you tonight there's only one sitting on the throne.
Te digo esta noche solo hay
uno en
el trono.
And his name is Jesus.
Y su nombre es Jesús.
And he has a gospel.
Y él tiene un evangelio.
And if that gospel is hid.
Y si ese evangelio
it is hid to those that are lost.
Está escondido a los que están perdidos.
Is anybody thankful for the gospel?
¿Alguien está agradecido por el evangelio?
Anybody thankful for the blood of Jesus.
¿Habrá alguien agradecido por la sangre?
Come on, somebody give him praise.
Alguien alábelo.
You say, well, I've already been baptized.
Dice, yo he sido bautizado ya.
How were you baptized?
¿Cómo fuiste bautizado?
Because if you weren't baptized in the name of Jesus,
porque si no fuiste bautizado en el nombre de Jesús,
for the remission of your sins,
para el perdón de pecados,
you got to go and do your homework.
Tienes que hacer tu tarea.
You've got to start over.
Tienes que empezar de nuevo.
And there's biblical precedent for this.
Y hay historias bíblicas para eso.
What happened in Acts chapter 19?
Lo que pasó en Hechos 19.
Acts chapter 19 and verse 1. Bishop talked about it this morning.
El obispo habló esto en la mañana.
The apostle Paul.
El apóstol Pablo.
While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, found certain disciples. Next verse, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? He differentiated here between belief and infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Hizo una diferencia de la creencia y el lleno del Espíritu Santo.
There's a Christian world today that'll tell you all you have to do is believe.
Hay un mundo cristiano que dice que solo tienes
That's
que creer.
That's where you receive the Spirit of God.
Y ahí es donde recibes el Espíritu.
But the apostle Paul made the differentiation.
Pero el apóstol Pablo hizo la diferencia.
And they said, we haven't even so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost.
Ni siquiera hemos oído del Espíritu Santo.
If you're here tonight and you hadn't heard about the Holy Ghost, that's all right.
Si estás aquí y no has escuchado el
Espíritu,
you can
get it before you leave here tonight.
Lo puedes recibir antes de que te vayas.
Verse 3.
Verso 3.
And he said unto them,
entonces dijo,
unto what then were you baptized?
¿En qué pues fuiste bautizado?
And they said,
y ellos dijeron,
unto John's baptism.
En el bautismo de Juan.
Now John had been baptizing, preparing the hearts of the people.
Juan bautizaba preparando el corazón del pueblo.
To receive the one that was coming after him.
Para que recibieran el que viniera después.
And so at that point, baptism was just a sign.
En ese punto el bautismo era un señal.
That they had repented.
Que ellos se habían arrepentido.
Because they were under the old covenant.
Porque estaban en el pacto viejo.
But when the new covenant emerged.
Pero cuando entró el nuevo pacto.
Baptism became in Jesus' name.
Bautismo se hizo en el nombre de Jesús.
And so they said under John's baptism.
So le dijeron al bautismo de Juan.
Now remember,
acuérdense,
if baptism was only a sign,
si el bautismo nomás era un señal,
that you had received Christ,
que recibiste a Cristo,
there would be no need here,
no había necesidad aquí,
for rebaptizing,
de ser rebautizado.
But what does he say?
Pero qué hace?
Next verse. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance.
Dijo Pablo, Juan bautizó con arrepentimiento.
Saying unto the people,
diciendo al pueblo,
that they should believe on him which should come after him.
Que creyeran en aquel que viene después.
That is on Christ Jesus.
Es esto Jesús el Cristo.
And
y
when they heard this,
cuando oyeron esto,
they were rebaptized.
Fueron bautizados.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
En el nombre del Señor Jesús.
And
y
when Paul had laid his hands upon them,
puso sus manos,
the Holy Ghost came upon them,
el Espíritu vino
and
sobre
they
ellos,
spake with tongues
y hablaron en lenguas,
and prophesied.
Y profetizaron.
Let's all stand.
Pónganse de pie.
Somebody give God a hand clap of praise.
Alguien alabe a Dios.
Somebody give him exaltation and worship.
Alguien exáltelo.
That is the gospel.
Ese es el evangelio.
That is what we believe.
Es lo que creemos.
That is what we preach.
Es lo que predicamos.
It works.
Funciona.
How many have already been baptized tonight?
¿Cuántos han sido bautizados esta noche?
How many? Number. How many is that? Dad, give me a number. Shout it. Four. All right. Somebody else here still needs to be baptized.
Alguien más todavía tiene que ser bautizado.
I'm telling you, somebody needs to be baptized in Jesus' name tonight.
Alguien se tiene que bautizar en el nombre de Jesús.
I'm telling you, it's the will of God before you leave this house.
Es la voluntad de Dios antes que te vayas.
We have water, it'll take 5 minutes.
Tenemos agua, toma 5 minutos.
But I'm going to tell you what we're going to do.
Pero te digo lo que vamos a hacer.
If you need a miracle tonight,
si necesitas un milagro esta noche,
you need God to do something supernatural.
Si necesitas que Dios haga algo en tu vida.
That power is in this house. I want you to come and stand in the front.
Ese poder está aquí, ven, párate enfrente.
If you need God to do something supernatural.
Si necesitas que Dios haga algo sobrenatural.
Now this is what I anticipate.
Esto es lo que yo estoy mirando.
We're going to pray for these, but I want you to go ahead and head to the baptistry room.
Vamos a orar por estos.
And if you're here and you need to be baptized,
pero
he's going to be waiting for you in the baptistry room. In the meantime, we're going to pray for these.
Vamos a orar por estos.
If you need the Holy Ghost here tonight,
si necesitas el Espíritu Santo,
you've never spoken in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance.
Y nunca has hablado en otras lenguas.
I want you to come and stand with these.
Quiero que te paras enfrente.
We're going to all pray. I need the church to all come down.
Todos vamos a orar.
And get behind these needs. Press in if you have a need. Press
Quiero
in
que se acerquen, close. Acérquense.
The praise group is going to begin to sing.
El coro va a empezar a cantar.
They're getting ready to sing right
Se van
now.
A preparar para cantar.
But I need everybody with a need in the house to lift your hands. And I need some people of faith to come up and help me pray. If you want to be baptized, he's going to be waiting for you in the baptismal room. Come on, they're getting ready to sing. I need the people of God to begin to pray. I take authority right now in the name of Jesus over every sickness. I take authority over every sickness. I take authority over every disease. of the Holy Ghost has been. I believe that somebody's going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to not have pain where you've had pain before. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, if you want to keep praying, keep praying. If you still want to be baptized, they're still back there waiting. We're so thankful for what God has done in both services today. We're looking forward to having church on Wednesday night in Bessemer with the church there, Brother Bertram, and that crowd at the sanctuary. Go out, evangelize, teach Bible studies, do great things in the name of Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name tonight.